Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Sound Health Option Show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Richard. It is wonderful here. What is it like in California? I'm in Ohio for people who...
Currently, it's coolish for us. It's only currently it's only 53 degrees. We've got overcast, which is kind of, for me, refreshing. The locals, I think, hate it, but I like it overcast. And, you know, the weather is good. We're moving into fall. The grapevines are all beginning to turn. So it's, you have trees that turn. We have bazillions of grapevines that turn. That's how I know it's fall.
Well, we have an absolutely great guest today. She is a medical provider, practitioner, who's going to start with the core of our being on how our cells and our body processes foods, toxins, and sensitivity. Dr. Ellen Cutler is going to be with us in a few minutes and help us move out the trash and put us on the road to wellness. So we have a few announcements. One, we are simultaneously broadcasting. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, where Richard is running the chat board, 347-850-1407. I'm running the chat board over on Blog Talk Radio from our site, soundhealthoptions.com. So we will be broadcasting audio from Blog Talk Radio and video and audio from our site. So just go to the radio site, Blog Talk Radio. We're coming to you from the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health. We're a registered 501c3 nonprofit, the largest such center in Ohio. And what we do is stuff a microphone in front of your face and look at the frequencies in your voice. I have a couple of announcements about that. And by the sour notes in your voice, like sour notes in a song, we can usually tell what's going on. We are going to talk to our guests a bit today about a hot topic of vaccines, and we've been talking on the show, too, the many shows that we do, that we are finding that there's problems with the utilization. Roger, please close your microphone. I don't know why some people's microphones just bop open like that. That's a big thump you heard. So we are monitoring participants and chat over here. And Moon, you were the first in today, so I put up the tech support number for people, not that we're expecting any trouble, but if you could sort of repost that every once in a while as new people come in. Moon is saying, I have no sound. So I don't know who has not been hearing me. Moon, can you hear me now? Hello?
Everybody, the sound over at Blog Talk Radio is great for those of us that are listening on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
As always, I like that sound over at 347-850-1407.
John says he has had sound for about 2 seconds. Okay. We are talking about our guest, and what's going to happen here today, Dr. Ellen Cutler, and we were talking about vaccines. One of the things we've talked about on our shows here is that we found problems with how the people process vitamin C and associated flavonoids like quercetin. So we're going to ask our guests a lot of information and about getting well, and people are still saying we have no sound. I can see me talking here, and that's just really weird. that people are saying there is no sound. I don't know what's going on. Repeat that number, Richard, for people to go listen on Blog
Talk. 347-850-1407. Of course, if they can't hear you, more than likely they can't hear me. Can you guys respond and let me know if you're hearing me from in WebEx? That'd be great.
I'm hearing you, but I have you live here on the phone. Okay.
Right.
Back to getting the show on the road. We have a few things that we want to talk about. One is we did a show with Joyce Riley, I think on the 16th. And one of the things that we announced on the 16th was Joe Biden's heart nor his soul was engaged in him running for president. And we didn't think that he was going to run, and everybody else was absolute, yes, he's going to run, he's going to announce. Then on the 20th, he announced that he would not be running. So here we go again, that bioacoustic vocal profiling really was able to tell what was going on with the person, maybe even before they knew. So we've predicted things like Chris Christie was not guilty before that came out. We predicted Robin Williams and his Parkinson's before that was known publicly. Jerry Sandusky, the Penn State coach who was molesting small children, we predicted he would be found guilty, and he was. So a lot of things are happening here at the center in helping us look at the day and what is the truth and what is not the truth. So again, we may be getting into that just a little bit. For those of you who are interested, on our site, soundhealthoptions.com, we have a free computer program that we use to do these things, and you can download it from Download. It's called Nano Voice. There are two tutorials there that were done by a dear friend and volunteer, to sound, I've never said he was a dear friend before. That's new, but that's okay. We're talking, too, about or looking at some of the things that are going on in the Senate about vaccines and what's the truth about that, and looking at the CDC whistleblower cover-up about MMR vaccines. So as we find these videos, we will examine people's voices to see what is going on. The newest one we've been asked to do is Hillary on Benghazi. And so we did part of that, and it shows that people are asking questions in chat here. Was that hesitation? People are asking, and it looks like there is a lot of practiced and rehearsed responses there. So we'll have a report on that shortly. Richard, do you have any announcements?
I don't have anything specific, although backstage we were just talking with Dr. Cutler about the fact that we're both in California. And I was really appalled by the fact that now, in order to get into a school in California, you have to get vaccinated. So I know we'll be talking about clearing vaccines, but how I find that, this is an editorial, I find that disgusting. So there's that. Otherwise, no, I have no specific announcement.
Well, would you introduce our guest? I understand you guys are near each other there in California.
We're not even an hour apart. Ellen is down in Mill Valley, California, I believe. And I'm up in Sonoma, so we're really only about an hour apart. Dr. Ellen W. Cutler has more than 25 years of clinical experience as a chiropractor and is a pioneer in contemporary natural healing methods. Having done extensive studies in many areas, including nutrition, enzyme therapy, homeopathy, traditional Chinese medicine, and conventional medical practice, she's the creator and developer of BioSET, Bioenergetic Sensitivity and Enzyme Therapy, and ECM, the Ellen Cutler Method. Ellen has authored numerous books, including her newest book, Clearing the Way to Health and Wellness. Dr. Cutler has been a speaker at numerous events, sharing her insights into natural healing. She maintains her busy practice at the Cutler Clinic in Mill Valley, California. Good morning, Dr. Cutler.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
I have to jump in immediately and ask, because I believe that we've interviewed you before about your Micro Miracles book, and I don't know that I asked this. How did your journey using enzymes start? What was the point of origin of you getting into enzymes?
Well, it's probably one of the most important aspects of my health journey, and I wouldn't be here today, I don't think, as healthy as I am, if it was not for enzymes. So it started 30-something years ago. I was diagnosed in my late 20s with an autoimmune disease called ulcerative colitis, and which is an inflammation of the colon and unknown really what is the crux of it, what causes it. Only what was offered to me medically was going on steroids for my life and possibly surgery, etc. So the forecast was pretty grim. And I really suffered a lot, especially when I was in my professional training, because of the work hours and I had to support myself, and it was tough. And the, of course, emotional stress will aggravate any kind of autoimmune condition. So my symptoms exacerbated, and I really was suffering. And then I was in a graduate program in orthopedics, and I found, and someone, one of my mentors there said, Ellen, did you ever hear of digestive enzymes? And of course, that was a long time ago. No, it was on the radar. Nobody had heard of it. And I had tried everything. I mean, everything. Nothing worked for me naturally. And I did not attempt going on steroids, so I just suffered it. And so I found somebody who evaluated me, which is what I do now, part of my work, evaluated me as what digestive enzyme would be good. Am I one that digests carbohydrates, one that digests protein, a full spectrum that digests everything and is more focused on sugars and starches, which is the one that really is the one that I was for me, because I was always a vegetarian, and most people, 90% of the population, has trouble breaking down carbs, and that's why they crave it so much. Anyway, so I started on a digestive enzyme, and literally within 2 weeks after, I was symptom-free. So I became completely passionate about enzymes. I've probably been on digestive enzymes more than anyone on earth, because I have never not taken it ever since that day. It changed my life. So I studied everything you can imagine about enzymes, the biochemistry, the physiology, and what it was about. Why did that make such a difference? And so I had a standard chiropractic practice and some nutrition. I decided to give everybody an enzyme. I didn't care if they came in with a sprained neck or a low back pain or bloating, because I saw incredible changes in myself. And that Micro Miracles book is all about all the many miracles that happen when you take one digestive enzyme a day. It is the most important supplement anybody can take. To have a healthy gut is extremely critical, especially in dealing with autoimmune or any kind of prevention of any diseases or increasing longevity. So that's my story. So it saved my life.
It saved your life. Okay.
There's not a day that goes by where if I'm not in a grocery store or whatever, I don't talk to somebody about an enzyme. It's incredible. If you go out to eat with me, I always have enzymes for everyone if they forget them. You start it, it's incredible. You will never not want to have it, because it makes such a difference. I could look at somebody and see if they're on enzymes or not. You could see it in their skin, in how they look, and it's extraordinary.
Well, and it's so, I too am a big fan of enzymes, so that's why it's always so fun to talk with you. And I'm the same way. Anytime I go to a meal or anytime I have a, you know, an event or go to an event or something, I always have a bottle of enzymes in my pocket because inevitably you hear somebody at some kind of, you know, the hummus, maybe, you know, it's oftentimes the hummus or some sort of bean dip where everybody's like, ooh, beans, whoa. And it's like, here, take one of these. And then they're like, oh, my God. You know, it's really, there is that wonderful moment when you see people's eyes go, oh, my God, I'm not in discomfort. I'm not something.
Yeah, I know. It's primary. You know, anybody with any kind of condition, autoimmune or any chronic health condition, usually have what's called a leaky gut, pretty much. And when you have a leaky gut, which means you're letting in too much into your bloodstream that shouldn't be going in, one of the most important things to first do is digest your food, because the food that's digested is not, the undigested food does not get into the bloodstream and doesn't create autoimmune or inflammation, which can cause all kinds of symptoms like headache and bloating and tiredness and irritability and anxiety, etc. A lot of that could be just because you're not breaking down the food. And it also breaks down pathogens that you might be eating along with the foods because they haven't been cleaned or somebody mishandled them, etc. Or they've been full of pesticides and all kinds of bugs that we shouldn't be taking in. So enzymes are really amazing, amazing supplements. They are miracles. So it's the first thing. And there's nobody that I treat or comes to see me or I talk to on the phone that doesn't start on a digestive enzyme.
Yeah. And now I have a different question, but I have to ask this one first as a foundational part of our conversation about enzymes. Mm-hmm. There was a doctor, I think it was Dr. Beard, somewhere in the 1900s, which was like just mad about enzymes and did amazing research and did a lot of, you know, what could be foundational research that we know about today. What happened? Why didn't enzymes become part of the American lifestyle, do you think?
Well, that's, and I review that in my book, in the Micro Miracles book. I talk a lot about the history of enzymes. And, you know, it of course it goes back to the fact that it is not standard medical practice. It wasn't in there. And they did not really regard what he did as anything that could really be a life-changing product for somebody. And I know that Dr. Gonzalez, who's no longer with us, who's worked a lot, who was, his clinic worked with cancer patients who we've had many mutual patients over the years. He's in New York and was in New York. And he based a lot of his therapy on the understanding of what Dr. Beard did and his the father of enzymes in some aspect too. And in dealing with some chronic health problems, especially cancer. So he died and very depressed because his work was not recognized, and it's very sad. And, I mean, I go through moments of that too because I've developed a pretty progressive treatment and health evaluation that is tremendous in dealing with not only helping people with chronic health situations, but in dealing with prevention as well. What I do is probably more unique. There's probably nobody in the world that does what I do. I've created a program. I've worked with it for so many years, and it's so advanced now that it should be something that other people should use because it's incredibly successful. And I go through moments of that too, being very depressed, and because, you know, it's not recognized, it's not standard, it's considered alternative. Why is what we do considered alternative, and what is the pharmaceuticals or what medicine does is the standard treatment. That is something that's beyond boggles my mind for sure.
Well, and that's a whole separate show.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a whole separate.
Definitely.
Like, I want to get on my soapbox and, you know, pound things, and I'm mad as hell, and we won't take it anymore, and
mm-hmm.
all that. Because the tricky part, I was chuckling to myself when you said progressive, because I'm familiar with your work, and I think of progressive. The trick with being on the leading edge is it's called an edge for a reason. You're out there by yourself on the edge waiting for people to catch the wave. Come on. Come on. It's enzymes, people. This is really the beginning of you won't believe it. It's like, oh, my God, look at this. And you're out there on the edge.
And that's just one part of it, you know.
Yes.
This is a whole other aspect that's grown and progressed. And
and
now what I'm excited about is I even treat people via – I work with people online and with Skype. So my work has really been able to reach the global population. And I'm going to start doing even some groups in January, which I'm very excited about. I've been doing it a little bit, and it's been so successful, actually working with groups in very different kinds of aspects of wellness. And so that's something that I'm really excited about.
And when you say groups, when you say groups, and then I have a follow-up question. When you say groups, do you mean online or do you mean local workshops?
Online.
Awesome.
I'm going to be doing, because I do a lot of work now online with people who can't come to see me, because I attract people from all over, as you might know, through my books and through my work. And, you know, somebody from China who can't come. So there's ways of working that I've developed in my program that I can work with people online. And it's been extremely exciting and successful. And I love doing it because now my work is Ellen Cutler Method, and I do teach some basic aspects of it to other practitioners, but the advanced work I have not really taught as yet. So some of these people that really need more advanced work, I'm happy to work with people online. I really enjoy it. So it's been a new aspect of my work in dealing with, looking at all aspects of what I do, digestion, healing the gut, detoxification, and clearing or removing these reactivities that really can be the underlying cause of many of our chronic health problems. Like we were just talking about vaccines, you know, and as a practitioner, of course, I am not in favor of them, but I do recommend parents or whoever looking in and educating themselves. I think it's really important, and then making a decision. But what I can do is help desensitize those vaccines for them and for their children so that the impact, if they do decide to do it, is much less of negative than it could be. So, and that's what I did with my kids too.
Yeah.
So if they, you know, and that's what I do. Again, it's not that I'm in favor of it, but if for some parents that struggle with it, that can't homeschool or they even homeschool now, it's going to be a problem. And I'm afraid it's going to be something mandatory for everyone. It's not going to just be children, you know, this is huge. So I have a way
it's
of
really
huge, helping with that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Now I want to jump back to a question having to do with you made a statement about carbs. Why do you think people have such a hard time digesting carbs?
You know, it's a universal allergy for sure, because most of our diet is carbs, and we just don't, I mean, really where our basic inability or basic problems with gut issues is we don't break down these foods. We don't chew our food well. We don't, even if you're eating a plant diet, and I'm a vegan, I'm a raw vegan actually, but even if you're eating a plant diet, Unfortunately, our soil is probably devoid of these minerals, and that could be from our pesticides or over-agricultural, culturized over these years, that those cofactors, minerals like manganese and zinc and iodine even, are deficient. And these are cofactors for good enzyme activity to help break down these plants. So because of that and a whole lot of other reasons, toxicity, emotions, whatever, we just don't break down those sugars. And by not breaking them down, they ferment and can cause more increase of other kinds of pathogens, like even bacteria love sugars. Candida, which is something I work with a lot, and I've created an amazing, Richard, amazing protocol for Candida that is so exciting for people who have struggled with it for years and years. I've had such incredible success with it. And that's a big one, too, from starches. So it's you know, and you always crave the food you're most sensitive to. So if you get up in the morning and you're thinking about, well, I can't wait to have that piece of sourdough bread, it's more than likely you're sensitive to a lot of the ingredients in it, especially the wheat. So you know, it's 80 to 90% of the population doesn't digest foods, period, but carbs are probably the number one that's usually the culprit for most people. And again, even if you do eat some meat, everything boils down to sugars, for sure. So, you know, all plants, all the grains, et cetera. So, you know, that's a big problem. And, you know, like, not only are we dealing with things like candida, we're dealing with obesity. We're dealing with half the population is pre-diabetic or diabetic now. Half the population.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's going to accelerate in the fact of we are not eating the foods we should, and the foods just aren't the way they used to be. And digestive enzymes are a good beginning.
They're a great beginning. They're a magical beginning. I mean, really, I have, like yourself, I've been in situations where I've given people digestive enzymes, and truly their reaction they think they've had a miracle.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, I've had people call me. I'm not a practitioner. Well, I mean, I'm an herbalist, but I don't practice that much now. And, is that you still there, or did I lose you?
I'm here.
Still here. Yeah.
Okay, that was an odd sound. Anyway, that really, when you give somebody a digestive enzyme and they've had an issue for a long time, you can give them one, and they really think it's a miracle, like you're a charlatan or you've got some sort of magical powers. Because you give them something, and for the first time, they don't have, you know, something, a situation, whether it's an itis, and well, that actually takes me into a direction I was going to ask you about. Your work, now that I know that it's evolved from the Bioset into the Ellen Cutler method, has evolved, that you really almost specialize, even though the scope of what you do is everything. In a certain way, it seems like you almost kind of specialize in the itises, because that's the itis is the inflammation, is the pain, is the stuff that creates autoimmune issues. Am I misreading that? I mean, I don't mean to put you in a thing, but I mean, really, you're like the queen of treating itis.
No, I love that, and I feel like, God, did you read my mind or whatever? How did you know that? It's true. I've say that all the time. I have great results with anything from colitis to bronchitis, chronic bronchitis to osteoarthritis to any inflammation that the body is struggling with. And the reason is that, again, I get to the core of what I've created is a way of calibrating, a way of seeing what are the underlying ingredients, what's going on. Like if you came in to see me and you're dealing with chronic sinusitis, which is a huge bulk of my patients, what are the underlying causes of a sinusitis. I mean, it's not that you're deficient in one Allegro or one of those antihistamines. Why is it? What's the root of it? Is it dietary? Is it toxicity? Is it emotions? Is it a pathogen? Is it candida? Or and usually it is. And I've in my new book, I have a whole section on sinusitis and talk a lot about these pathogens. And every time someone does an antibiotic, it just exacerbates candida, which is usually the underlying ingredient in it. Also, is it you're sensitive to some of the food you're eating or some of the ingredients in foods like the sugars or the B vitamins? So I'm able to assess that. And by assessing that, I'm able to actually come up with a program of clearing or desensitizing or correcting those reactivities that are causing that sinusitis in combination with cleaning the gut, helping the gut with enzymes, helping detoxify if that's necessary, and even looking at if emotions are something that is coming up, even dealing with that. Because anybody with somebody with a chronic respiratory problem, especially asthma, there usually is an underlying emotions, even in children too as well. So, yes, I deal a lot with itises, and I welcome those people to work with. I really do, because I've had such great success with it. And I can empathize with them because I've been there myself. And to be symptom-free after suffering for so many years as a little girl and a young adult, to not have symptoms, even though it's been 30 years, I'm still grateful for what I've learned and for digestive enzymes.
Yeah. And why do you feel... go ahead, Sherry.
Just people from the chat are chiming in, and I would like to combine a couple of personal things.
Yes.
A lot of our audience know that recently I fell off a two-story balcony and broke my back in three places. Life flighted to the hospital. I was in and out of consciousness. I didn't have much choice in what they were poking down me. And after I got out of the hospital, I had a really strange digestion and a lot of acid. And so what do you recommend for people who are just really screwed up by the hospitals and pills that they're having to take? And from our audience, what brand do you use? How much is normal? And what do you do when you take digestive enzymes and it gives you acid indigestion? Boy, that's a lot.
Yes. Well, first of all, I am so sorry that happened to you. Oh, my goodness, you know. And many people, even young people now, have some form of gastritis, whether it's GERD or it's esophagitis. Or there's a new one, eosinophilic esophagitis, that has been a common now diagnosis, or just heartburn. So unfortunately, more and more people are dealing with that, and there's a lot of reasons for that. One of my areas of study now is dealing with this microbiome, and, you know, our antibiotic-resistant pathogens that are exploding, and even there's a whole chapter I've been reading so interesting on H. pylori. It's fascinating. But anyway, for these people, there is one enzyme called protease that is in our standard digestive enzyme, full spectrum digestive enzyme, that can be very irritating if somebody has that tendency for heartburn or GERD or whatever. So there's an enzyme that I use in my practice that is called GastroCom, and if you look online or if you call my clinic, we can give you some ideas of where to go, even in the supermarket, to find one without protease that maybe has some DGL in it, diglycerazonide licorice, or marshmallow, and has the other enzymes, that amylase, and it does have peptidase, so it is digesting protein, but you don't want that protease. So for those people and for you, probably that would be a better beginning. You might be able to graduate into a more full spectrum, but that's a great enzyme just in itself. In fact, I probably give that out more often than not these days. It's interesting because of what we've done to our gut and because of the evolution of what's happening with all these resistant antibiotics that have really kind of created a little chaos in our microbiome. So for somebody like you and for other people asking, yes, definitely. And I forgot the other questions you were asking, but people also who have to be on medication, I don't take people off medication. I clear the sensitivity, and I help them learn how to do it themselves as well, because if you clear the reactivity you're having with the drug, first of all, it'll work if you need to take it more efficiently, and it will reduce and sometimes eliminate altogether any of the side effects that you're having that could be irritating or causing inflammation in the gut or elsewhere in the body. So I'm very much one of those doctors that work in cooperation with their other doctors, and that is why a lot of doctors do send me patients, because they know that I can help assist them and work synergistically with them as well.
One of the other questions among all of those was, if you take digestive enzymes and you're getting indigestion, should you back off? How do you test your dosage of what you need?
Yeah, so if you're getting indigestion from the digestive enzyme, it's probably not the right one. You shouldn't. And it shouldn't be that the dosage would make a difference. Here and there, you know, maybe some people need to start up. But again, it's probably the protease in there, Sherry, that's probably doing it. So that's why I would just change to another enzyme that doesn't have protease in it. Somebody like me who's studied this for years and years and years and years, you know, they, like, if you have any kind of an itis in the gut, whether it's gastritis or gastroenteritis or colitis, you need an enzyme in the beginning without the protease. So find an enzyme, and I'd be happy to send you one. If you call the office on Monday, I'll be happy to send you, and you can start on it right away so you can experience it rather than stopping enzymes altogether. So again, if you're starting, if you just found one and it's bothering you, it's probably the protease, and it probably 99% of the time that's what it is.
And are you talking? I'm guessing that we're talking about plant-derived enzymes. Is that correct? Only?
Yes, yes. I really don't use animal enzymes. You know, every once in a while I will use hydrochloric acid, but it's so rare. And, yes, I only work with vegetarian or plant or microbial digestive enzymes. I don't use animal enzymes at all. I don't believe those. They might be used for other purposes, and that's something that Dr. Gonzalez and Dr. Kelly used in dealing with cancer. I don't recommend those for digestion. Best digestive enzymes are plant-based, microbial, or vegetarian digestive enzymes. So when you're going to look for it, look for vegetarian digestive enzymes, full spectrum. And my book on micromiracles and my new book talk a lot about enzymes. So if you really want to learn about it, you know, that's something that you can, and they're all available on Kindle, so they can download it, e-book.
What's the newest book?
The newest book is Clearing the Way to Health and Wellness. That talk about the Ellen Cutler method. And I talk about some of these chronic. This was a book that was redone. I wrote a book called Winning the War Against Immune Disorders and Allergies, which was a really popular book. And so I revised that book and added to it. So it talks about fibromyalgia and all and colitis. Sinusitis is in there, and candida, a whole topic on that, and chronic fatigue. So some of these chronic health issues and what are the underlying ingredients in it, and which kind of talked about my ECM method and paves a way to understand what I do and how I work with these chronic health issues.
Well, and I really want to read the second part of that title. The search engine must have gone nuts with this title. It's great. Reversing Chronic Conditions by Freeing the Body of Food, Environmental, and Other Sensitivities. So that
yes.
leads me to the question of the term freeing. So your,
right.
your ECM, your Ellen Cutler method, goes in and really you clear people of the, what I would call, stockpile of all their reactions to every, all you know, like I've read and heard you talk about. You know, somebody could have had antibiotics as a kid, but they're still carrying, these are my words, not yours, you know, the vibration or the essence or the something on a cellular level. I still think that body still retains that memory on some level. And so in a certain way, you go in and free our bodies of all that baggage that we've carried through our lives, the context of our lives, and really help get the body to be, I can't believe I'm using this phrase, get the body to be all that it can be.
Right.
Is that true?
That sounds beautiful. What you just said all together is perfect, you know. Yes. I mean, I have people that come in literally that had a cough for 15 years. No one could figure it out. And I work on them, and it's not like it's going to take one time. Sometimes it takes a few. It's so varied depending on the person. That's what I love, because I don't treat a disease. Not everybody who has a disease has the same problem. I treat the person. So what is the underlying cause of that cough? It could be the sympathetic nervous system. It could be a food. And it could be, yes, an antibiotic they took or a bug that they might have had. And that you said is still memory. It's still reacting on a cellular level. That's what I'm able to clear, and clear it usually permanently so that it's gone. So I say to people, if they come in, if they have chronic bronchitis, or they talk to me from wherever, let's say Spain, which, you know, people call me from, you know, and I get chronic bronchitis every month or every few months, what can I do? I almost can guarantee them, I know that's pretty bold, but I can always guarantee that the work I do, they will not get it anymore if they listen to me. and I work with them, they can overcome that. Yes, these things are definitely in my memory. And I have an incredibly unique way that I've evolved, and now it's so advanced, to actually eliminate it. And things that you can do at home, I teach people how to do it at home. And now it utilizes the right and left sides of the brain, and it will even get to some genetic things that I think are sometimes the underlying, or that we have with the epigenetics too on top of it. So that's what I do. The memory is still there, and I love the way you said that. And I can clear, desensitize, correct those reactions. Everybody has it.
Well, and once we start to, you know, from again, yeah, I mean, you know, my mind is awash in thoughts, you know, because we're such a pile. I mean, we really are the context of our lives. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're going along, and we're like Velcro, and we gather all these things. Some of them happen to be immunosuppressive or immune irritants or, you know, something. And it may have been a long time ago, like as a kid. I was sprayed with DDT because I
right.
grew up near the Salinas Valley, and it used to be
right.
fun to drive through the fields and be dusted by the crop dusters.
Right.
I mean,
yes.
we didn't know. Who knew DDT was bad? But it's, you know,
exactly.
and so I know that I have that in my system. So it means that, you know, after we hang up, I'm making an appointment. But that's a separate show. So, I mean,
well,
that's,
you know,
but
it's
that's
a
really
conglomeration.
A
you know, it's
yeah.
like the one of my patients who is a very well-known Buddhist teacher who said to me, you know, it's almost like Buddhism. It's like here, you know, we have this pure self, our underlying universal consciousness, however we want to call it God, call it divine, call it love, whatever. And then we have all these, all the stuff, all the reactivities that we've accumulated over all these years or lifetimes that are passed down as well, those reactivities, even sometimes positive, and they're not, again, only the foods or only, or, you know, pesticides, whatever, some emotions too, they compromise that universal consciousness or our pure health or our pure love, all of that. Correcting these reactivities, no wonder people start feeling happier. They come in there so much happier. They say, gee, I feel so much happier. I can sleep better. You know, all these reactivities compromise our health, not only our immune system, but our overall life altogether. So clearing these, and everybody has them, and that's why help and teach people how to clear and how to do it themselves. You know, so for example, I have this parent from Toronto whose two kids woke up. They have this chronic diarrhea, and they've been, you know, blah blah. So I've been helping her know what she can do as far as what she can correct in their sensitivity. Of course, they're doing better, and it's great to be able to do that. As a parent or whatever, to be able to help yourself clear and get rid of these reactivities. Your life will be changed, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing, too, that is important is people take a ton of supplements. And I'm not against supplements, but honestly, most of the supplements people come in, they're reacting to, and it's really creating more toxicity than it is helping them. And we hear about a million different things, everywhere from using resveratrol to using CoQ10 to using coconut, all that. And they're all great, and I'm totally for it. But a lot of people react. A lot of people are sensitive or even allergic to these things. And they're actually creating more problems than they are serving them. Too. So that's why I say if you're taking a digestive enzyme and you're feeling problems, it's not the right one for you. It's not that you need less of it. So in a lot of people, believe it or not, a lot of people are sensitive to coconut and need to be cleared on it because it is probably good. But what the other thing that I can do is see what's actually good for you. What should you be taking? What diet should be taking? Even what exercise you should be doing. I've developed a protocol and a program for that as well, which is incredible to come in and say, or I test you and say, well, you know, you're probably better on a paleo diet or probably better vegetarian. And it's fascinating to see what supplements are good for you and what are not and what you're reacting to.
In your book, you have a self-assessment questionnaire as one of the resources. So if people can't make it to see you, do you do it over the phone? Can they do it from your book? Is there some kind of test that says, yes, you're good with that, but bad with that?
Like I said, I developed a way of evaluating via Skype online. My technology is such that I can do that. So they can even fill out that questionnaire, or even if they call the office, I can do a Skype with them too, and actually can find the right digestive enzyme that is recommended for them and do an evaluation. I do it all the time. And so my work now has evolved where I can do that. And I probably, a quarter of my practice is now long distance with people too as well, which I really appreciate. Because and some people do come and see me and come and spend some time, which is great, but some people just cannot do it and they can't afford to do it, so I can work with them online. And I'm one of these people that once I take you on, I'm with you 100% forever unless you leave. And my life is about serving people in this way, and I'm only here to help. So I will do whatever is possible to help people, whether they can come to see me or whether they can't. And sometimes it's just on the phone as well. So, yes, I can do that. And then these groups are going to be fascinating. But that's going to be more oriented toward things like posture, clearing things that will help your posture, beauty, food cravings is a huge one, sleep issues too, which will be a group. So groups sometimes work together that really can make even enhance the actual clearings and the actual work that I do. So I'm so excited about that.
Dr. Keller, while you've been talking, we've been doing a vocal analysis of you.
Oh, and dear.
It
I knew you were going to say that.
It says that you know your stuff, you can have a lot of information at hand, but more than anything else, your vocal profile says you're coming from spirit and a perspective of caring for others.
I lost you and all that, so maybe I wasn't supposed to hear it, but I didn't hear what you said.
It says that you are coming from a place of spirituality with lots of intellect and information that is true, and you're very credible to us because you come from a perspective of healing from a spiritual and a love of humanity. So you're a very authentic person, according to your vocal print.
God, I have the chills of tears in my eyes, you know, because I really do love what I do, and I just want to help, you know. And the reason I've expanded my work to be able to do it online so I can help those people that can't afford to come see me, because it's not easy. You know, like I have the two people from Romania, you know, it's not easy for them to get on a plane and come see me, or even from the East Coast. So it's worked so well, and I think it's because I feel grounded in establishing this protocol for so many years and seeing the success that I've seen. And like I said, I do not give up. If it doesn't happen in a week or 2 weeks or a month, I will never give up. I will keep working to clear it, because like Richard was saying, sometimes things are years and years and years that we've accumulated. I love what you said, Velcro. That is a great metaphor for it's
comfort.
True. And
what you're establishing in our audience from the chat that's going on, they feel very comfortable with you, with your information, and you as a person, and that just you're authentic, and that's hard to find these days.
Well, thank you, and I'm going to definitely send you an enzyme so you can get on the right enzyme too. That would be helpful for you as well. You know that. I'd love to do that, and anything else you guys need to for both of you too, as well. And I'm
great.
All for if you can find the right enzyme out there, it's fine. You know, I used to have a line of enzymes. I don't have that anymore, and so I do work with a specific company for my professional group, but I can also recommend, and I do even in my books, things that you can find in the health food stores or whatever that is in your neighborhood too as well.
So I'm going to slightly jump the shark here.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question about why do you think that mold is such a hot issue now? Is it testing has become more accurate, or it's the latest buzzword? I'm not demeaning mold in any way. I've done a lot of work in environmental remediation, so I know quite a bit about, you know, mold and how it's an issue, but it seems like it's a real hot topic. But it's always been a hot topic in my view. Is it because is our toxic load such that the mold is affecting more people, or more people are just able to observe the mold thing?
I don't know. This is fascinating, Richard. I don't know. Are you a fly on my wall? That's what I talk about a lot is mold. So you must know me. Maybe we know each other somehow. But that is an incredible, a huge issue. In fact, one of my books I want to write about that when I have a little bit more time is about mold, and another aspect of it is low thyroid. I think that's a huge issue too as well, that actually they work hand in hand. I've never met somebody who didn't have a problem with mold that's not also low thyroid. And that's something that's another topic that's not diagnosed or understood. Probably 80 to 90% of the population is low thyroid and don't know it. And I think that's also an issue relative to mold. But mold is huge. And I think part of it is that it's always been there. I think we're just recognizing it more as well. But I think it also has a lot to do with our inability to deal with sugars and the fact that we're pre-diabetic and diabetic. So mold, it goes along with the fact that if you eat foods that are yeasty or sugars, it will exacerbate the mold allergy or sensitivity. So I think that's part of it. So as we become more, the population becomes more sugar intolerant or diabetic, the mold issue gets worse. And there, and I always have this little triangle, I always bet mold, low thyroid, sugar problems, always. And then in the middle is, I always put people with ADD or ADHD usually have all of those. And then candida mold go together too, or fungus mold go together too. So it is a big issue, and I find it a lot. And yes, there are certain plastics that harbor mold. It's in the environment. I've never met an asthmatic that didn't have an issue with mold. I never met anybody who had bad eczema that didn't have an issue with mold or candida. Again, I group them together because oftentimes it is together. So clearing the mold sensitivity is a lot of things I do. And what I do is test and see what are the most important things for that person. Is it, of course, cleaning up their environment is huge. It is maybe using certain foods that will help, like garlic or some other foods, bioflavonoids you were talking about. And getting cleared of the mold is huge. So what I do is I have people collect water from their house or their environment or even their car, and they bring it in, or I teach them how to do if we are dealing with somebody long distance.
Uh-oh, we lost Ellen. I'll bring her right back. Are you there, Sherry? I know, I've lost Sherry, too. Why is that?
I'm here, Richard.
Okay.
I will go to contact, because I think many of you from the chat really want to contact her. So Dr. Ellen, and she is in Mill Valley, California. She's posted her phone number, which really says, I'm open, 415-384-0200, 415-384-0200. And it's under her website, Dr. Ellen, E-L-L-E-N, Cutler, CUTLER.com. And I just went to the contact page of this.
Okay, we have Ellen back, I believe.
Okay,
nope,
it has
and
a map.
And she's gone again. How weird.
It has a map, and you can email Cynthia right on this contact page to get in touch. If I was out there, I would go visit. And as much as you have seen, I did go order those GastroCalm, C-A-L-M, nutrients that she talked about. I do better on vegetables more than anything else.
Hello, we lost each other.
We lost
but
each other.
But
now you're back. We were just
hello?
Doing a promo for you. Can you hear us now? Ellen?
You're going in and out, but I can hear.
Okay.
We were talking about how to contact you.
Hello?
Do you also do
workshops? She's losing us.
And lectures? That would be, I guess, just go to her contact page. We're having a lot of trouble with the phone.
Yeah, I only heard the last bit of it, and I workshops and lectures. You know,
I don't do
as much anymore because my practice is so busy. But occasionally, of course, I'll do a radio show or like this. But eventually, hopefully, I'll start doing more workshops too.
That'd be great because we have a lot of people. What Sherry was saying when you dropped that. A lot of people are saying, you know, they'd love to do some work with you, but it's the, you know, like to learn more. And a lot of the people that she's talking with are back in the East Coast. I happen to be lucky in I'm, you know, just north of you. But people
right.
are looking to, you know, learn more because a lot of the people that our audience consists of are practitioners of one kind or another. And I know they'd like to know more about the work and learn more so that they could be using it on themselves, or at least I know I would want that.
Yes. And I, like I said, the basic work, the ECM basic work, we do teach. I don't teach it. I have someone else who teaches it for me. And the advanced work, I do have taken on mentors. So I'm very happy to do that. And if I feel that they are, they can utilize what I do. So I would, I'm always open to that, and I do have people that come and sit and watch me. I'm very happy to do that and share my work. So I'm, please call me, and I will be happy to talk to you about that if you're really interested in it. Because it is amazing work, because it's so different, and I've put so much time into making it as all-inclusive as I can, utilizing whatever I need to utilize for that person. So in my program, I'm able to calibrate or test that for people. And again, finding even the right digestive enzyme can be important for that person so that they don't, so they benefit from it rather than it causing any kind of irritation to their digestive tract. And clearing this leaky gut is important.
Yeah, yes. I think clearing the leaky gut, and really I wanted to jump on that about the digestive enzymes.
Right.
I think it's really important that they work with somebody such as yourself or find the right digestive enzyme, because as you well know, if people take the digestive enzyme, like they do have gut issues and they take something that's high in protease and they go, oh, I may feel worse, they're never going to touch another digestive enzyme in their life. They're going to go, all digestives are bad. And it's not. It's really not that. They're really our biggest allies. Really, they're really.
And if you're dealing with a candida issue, and a lot of people don't know it, and many people do, candida can react with causing a lot of inflammation in the GI tract, and the GI tract is from the tongue down to the anus. So if there is some candida and a leaky gut, which is usually complicated or a cause of the causes the candida or is caused by the candida, there's some inflammation there. Sometimes that will, you'll need an enzyme that again does not have protease in it that you can well use and will help with the leaky gut and will help with the candida as well too. And then, the other thing that we didn't talk about, which is something that I'm very passionate, is about the right diet. Diet is really key. Exercise is important, but eating the right foods is so important. And eating slowly. But that's something that I spend a lot of time with people really understand, because you can't take it lightly. And nobody's going to do it every day. Nobody's perfect. But if you can... you have the right diet for you and do it 4 or 5 days a week, it will change your life. It's very important. So not only eating the right food, digesting the right food, and clearing these reactivities, that's what anti-aging is about, truly.
A shocking concept. We're talking about you're really talking about having people eat real food that works with their body, and that's really the anti-aging program. That's amazing. That's mind-blowing. Oh, my God.
It's so darn simple. Isn't it incredible?
It's so radical. Yeah.
It's so radical, and people take it for granted. Well, I'll have alcohol... a few drinks every day, and it's like, and they think that, wonder why they can't walk, they're in so much pain with arthritis. Everybody over 50 has some arthritic changes in their body. But why do some people have pain and some people don't? It's not that you have more arthritis or not you have a special one. It's because of the food you're eating or that you're not digesting. The foods make a big difference. There are foods that are pro-inflammatory. If you eat those foods, you're bound to have more pain, disability with these arthritic changes in your joints and you feel old. And changing your diet is key. Sometimes it's clearing bacteria or some other pathogens. Also, if it is an infectious kind of arthritis or it's autoimmune like rheumatoid, but if it's osteoarthritis, and again, over 50, no, if you're living on this planet with gravity, you're going to have some arthritic changes, there's no doubt. It's really critical what you eat because that will make a huge difference in the pain and disability and complaining about it, really. So diet is so important. I'm so passionate about it, you know, for kids as well as elderly, and it's, you know, what you put in your mouth is profound, and I've always said that.
Travels through and comes out the other end. It's an amazing thing.
Exactly. Yes.
It's so shocking. Okay,
yes.
So I'm shocked to find, I knew it would go fast, but we're closing, you know, we're at the end of our hour. And I want to know, where would you like people to find your Clearing the Way to Health and Wellness, Reversing Chronic Conditions by Freeing the Body of Food, Environment, and Other Sensitivities? Would you like people to get that off your website, drellencutler.com? Is that the best
place?
More
important, they can go to Amazon. That's probably the best place to get it. That's the best place to get the book. Or they can call my office, and we'll send it to them, too, as well. And my office number is 415-384-0200, and that's in Mill Valley, California. And, again, I'm happy to work with people long distance, and look forward to these groups that I'm going to begin. And anybody has any questions about enzymes or anything, they can email, instead of me, email Cynthia@drellencutler.com. Cynthia@drellencutler.com. And she will, if she can't answer them, she will email or refer them to me, and I will get back to you.
Great. It's been a blast. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you. This has been wonderful. You both are wonderful. And Sherry, I hope you heal quickly. And if there's anything I can do, I'm here to help you, both of you.
I will be in
thank
touch.
Thank you. You betcha.
Okay. Have
thank
a great
you
weekend.
So you too. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday. I'm not sure what we're talking about now, but I know we'll be talking on Tuesday. Any other
I think it's Alzheimer's. I can't remember.
Very cute. Very clever. All right. That's good. All right, everybody. Have a great rest of the weekend. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. Bye-bye.